ওদেরকে অ্যাটাক করেছি। এবং ও মানে ওর সঙ্গে কথা আমি বলছিলাম, ও বলছে যে কিক দ্যাম অন দ্য ফেস, লিটারালি কিক দ্যাম অন দ্য ফেস। ওদের ওদের যা কিছু মানে ওরা যে সমস্ত পয়েন্টসগুলো দিয়ে ওদের থিওরি অফ এভলিউশনকে প্রুভ করতে চাইছে, সেই পয়েন্টগুলো দিয়ে ওদের ভুলগুলো ধরিয়ে দিয়েছে। প্রসাদও খুব ভালো হয়েছে, দুরকম সবজি ছিল, তারপরে ডাল পুরি, এমনি সাদা পুরি আর রাবড়ি। ওরা আসবে শীতরূপেন, হ্যাঁ ওরা এখানেই থাকবে আজকে। কালকে আমরা আশা করছি আরো বেশি আসবে লোকের। হ্যাঁ শুরু করবেন, ওটা তৈরি আছে, আপনি ওটা নেবেন কি? ওই তো ওষুধটার কথা কিন্তু পিসিমাও আজকে আমাকে বলছিলেন, মকরধ্বজ। তো হ্যাঁ নেওয়া যেতে পারে সেই। তাহলে বনমালীবাবুকে আসতে বলবো একদম, নিয়ে আসবো
যে বল সবসার বন্ধ আছে এখন, আপনি মকর তৈরি করেছেন দেওয়া যেতে পারেছিলাম।
আর এটা শুধু একদিন সপ্তাহে নিতে হবে, একদিন মতে
সেটা এসে
আচ্ছা শুরু করবে
যদি ভালো করেন আরম্ভ করে।
আমি কালকে সকালে যাবো না
বলবো
শিল প্রয়োগ। আপনার যে কালকে পায়খানা বাজি হয়নি, অস্বস্তি লাগছে কি
কালকে
আজকে আর কি? তো প্রায় মাস ছয়েক হয়ে গেল আপনার একেবারে কোনো টেস্ট নেই। মকরধ্বজ যে কফ টফগুলো সমস্ত পরিষ্কার হয়ে যায়।
জল দেবো একটু শুরু করে
জল তো
এখন একটু দেবো তো ফলের রস দেবো একটু এখন এখন মতো একটু বেদানার রস করে দিয়েছিল তো
এখন ঢাল এই জল
আচ্ছা তাহলে এখন ফলের রস দেব না
ফলের রস খাব
আচ্ছা ইচ্ছে না হলে থাক শুরু করবো
বলতে পারো
হ্যাঁ সুখে
যা অবস্থা এখন
হ্যাঁ
সেটা যে বলতে পারো যদি মনে করে যে
অসুখ
দেখব
আচ্ছা বনমালী বাবু আচ্ছা সুখে
মনে করে
আমি তো যেদিন এসেছিলাম সেদিনই মনে করেছিলাম তার পরের দিন যাবো বনমালীবাবুর কাছে তারপরে আমি শুনলাম যে আপনি তখন কোনো রকম ডাক্তার দেখাতে চাইছিলেন না তাই জন্য ভাবলাম আর ইয়ে করবো না এখন যাই হোক আমি কালকে আবার যাবো গিয়ে দেখে আনবো
অবস্থাটা বলবে
হ্যাঁ সে
উনি ভালো বলে
উনি তো আসতে চান শিল্পী উনি আমাকে বলছেন আপনি যখন বলছিলেন যে কয়েক কিছুদিন ওষুধ বন্ধ থাক তো উনি আর তখন কোনো কিছু জোর করেননি উনি বলছেন যে আপনার আপনি যেরকম যে স্তর থেকে সব কিছু দেখেন সেটা তো আমাদের বোঝা সম্ভব না তো আপনি যখন বলছেন ওষুধ বন্ধ রাখতে কয়েকদিন সেটা আমাদের রাখাই উচিত
বন্ধ তো আছে এখন এবার ছাড়লে মকর গাছ আরম্ভ করব,
তারপর আপনার হাত পা গুলো এখন একটু একটু ফুলেছে, সেই জন্য আমি ভাব হাত পা গুলো একটু ফুলেছে। বনমালীবাবু যে ওষুধগুলো দিচ্ছিলেন তাতে ওই ফোলাটা তো কমেছিল, তখন
ফোলা তো কমবে।
হ্যাঁ, মকরধ্বজ আসনটা ইয়ের আয়ুর্বেদিক টনিক মতো শরীর বল বৃদ্ধি করে এবং কফ শ্লেষা এগুলো দূর করে। হ্যাঁ,
হাত পা তো ফুলে
গেছে,
কখনো কমবে কখনো কমবে।
Today I don't know, right? Let me look at the today's program. Yes, at 8:30, just now, films, and then tomorrow also at 8:30, films and slides. Whatever you say, Srila Prabhupada, is being recorded, and then Tamal Krishna and Hari Sauri, they're all busy copying down, rewriting into their diaries, because your words are so nectary, and then all the devotees are anxious to hear, so then they copy down from them. It's like a little press already. Bhakti Churu, if you speak in Bengali, then Bhakti Churu also translates.
Where is Kavan?
Tamal is in the next room. Should I call him?
No.
He's writing in his diary.
Come from
Mayapur Jayapataka. Bhakti Churu. Ahiram.
No.
Oh, Shatadanya.
Bhava.
Oh, Bhavananda. He's with the conference. All the devotees like have went to the conference on and off today.
Conference still going?
Yes, movies.
I'm here, Srila Prabhupada. I've been in this building all day. Nice weather now. In the evenings, it's very comfortable. You can feel not too hot or humid. Bhavananda is a little, he has a little stomach pain. That's why he's not here tonight. But he said if there's any urgent thing, we should wake him up or immediately bring him. I mean, if there's anything that you want him for, at any time, he can immediately be called.
No.
Srila Prabhupada, do you like to turn on one side?
Would you like this side for a change, Srila Prabhupada?
Yes.
I'll be in the next room, Srila Prabhupada. Shall I get the report?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to get the report of the astrologer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's Kirtan Ananda Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada.
The final inauspicious day is not coming.
Final inauspicious day?
Death.
What does that mean? The final inauspicious date?
Yeah. That means death.
Fatal day.
Yeah.
Just look. What does this mean? Ketu Mahadasha. What is the meaning of that, Srila Prabhupada?
Ketu. The most inauspicious.
Most inauspicious? Well, it says that you're presently undergoing the fag end of Ketu Mahadasha. And it will last until 13th of January, 1978. I mean, it mentions a lot of
thing. See, I don't understand these astrological terms. I could read them to you. If you understand them, I can read them to you. I don't understand them. Just like I just mentioned Ketu Mahadasha, to me that didn't mean anything because I didn't understand it. Where is he?
Next door.
Where
in the reception?
So should I read these out loud to you?
Mm-hmm.
Should I read these things to you?
Yeah.
Should Pradyumna is here also. He's in the next room. Should I call him?
Yeah.
Okay, Pradyumna. Is that end of the Ketu Mahadasha? Because it says astrologically, it is up to 81 years, 4 months, approximate. 81 years, 4 months would make it about January 1978. So that's the date given. January 13th. 1978. Then why don't you come over here and read this? Because I can't understand all these things. So you read it. Just read loud and clear. Start here.
Srila Prabhupadaji is at present undergoing the fag end of Ketu Mahadasha, and it will last till 13th January 1978. Ketu is in the 8th house with Sun, Lord of 8th house. And Guru, or Brihaspati, Lord of the 12th and 3rd houses. Mercury in Ketu started from 16-1-1977. Buddha. Shashtesha. Buddha Shashtesha also. Shashtesha means Lord of House of Disease. That is not good.
What is
Buddha is Mercury. Mercury is Shashtesha, also disease. It means disease. Well, Shani has gone to 8th house, House of Death, from 7th September 1977.
That's
perhaps a good mistake. Shani as Lagnesh in the 8th house and in transit over Jupiter from 24th September. Exact, and Ketu from 16th September exact.
What does that mean? Unless you know astrology.
That is not good with this Shani and Ketu. The negative effect continues throughout October 1977, November 1977, and from 1st of December 1977, Saturn becomes almost stationary. This is not a good time. And becomes more malefic. That means it goes Vakri Bhava, it goes retrograde. And that is not good. In January 1978, that is dangerous time. In January 1978 till April 1978, it again traverses the same degrees and becomes stagnant on Jupiter. In other words,
Shani, Saturn is going over. It's just gone over some planets, and that was very dangerous. And it will go up, and then it will become very, very slow, and then will stop. And then it will reverse and go over the same planets again. And then again will be a very dangerous time. For Kripa, it will become retrograde and will go in reverse motion. It again traverses the same degrees and becomes stagnant on Jupiter and Ketu in the last week of February 1970. Stagnant means become stationary. It won't move. That will only be for a day or two. It becomes very slow again, so then it will start up again. But it becomes slow right on this again. So that is why he's saying it is a bad time. We've had this bad time when it went over, now it comes back, and we'll stop it then. Becomes very slow. The native has Dirghayu, above 75 years of longevity. Would you have Dirghayu, long life, above 75 years? But he cannot say alone. In the Prashna Lagna, he has done Prashna. Question how long will Prabhupada live? He will do Prashna, special chart, he will make calculation. In Prashna Lagna, moon applies to Jupiter on the first day.
Fourth October.
Moon applies the first day. The moon applies to Mars on the second day. The moon applies to Shani. Moon applies to Shukra, mixed.
What is all?
He is asked, when someone asks a question, that is Prashna. So when he asks a question, he will do a special chart, and he will calculate to find just the answers to that question. So he has done this for some Prashna. And he's saying that in this Prashna question, he's given the positions. And in the eighth house, the moon and Jupiter and Mars are in the eighth house. He says, in parentheses, very bad. The patient may not recover. These planets are in the 8th house, so 8th house is, that is not a good house. Shani with Venus in Kendra, that is also not good. Shani is bad, Venus is good, but Shani, Saturn is bad. In Varsha Lagna, then he has made another chart for Varsha fall to see what will happen this year. Beginning of year, what happened. When the year began, he will make another Varshafal.
When is that? In the beginning of the coming year?
Well, sometimes they make Varshafal for the birthday. Whatever Prabhupada's birthday is on that day this year, they make them. On the day it was September 7th, they'll make a chart exactly at that time, and then they'll see what the plans are, and that will tell what will come to the next birthday.
Okay, right. So when did he do it for? The birthday?
I don't know when which day he's done it for. He's probably done it for the first of this year, but this is. He's given some positions, and he said not good. And he said Mars is with Saturn in conjunction, very bad. Hospitalization and ill health intensify in the present year. The days, not good, when the moon passes in the 22nd, 23rd nakshatra.
That reduces these days.
27th, 28th September.
That's bad.
And 24th, 25th October. And 20th, 21st, 22nd November, and 3rd and 4th December. In the Prashna Lagna, Lord 8th house, enemy of Saturn,
Surya
will apply to Rahu. This is coming. No.
No, it's over.
This is past. Yes, it is past. That is on 28th. Yeah, that was it.
Personal Lagna.
Surya will come, this transited Rahu. This was on 8th October. Of the lunar stone.
Strength of Lagna.
Now he is telling what in this Prashna Lagna some points. When he did this Prashna, Lord of Lagna was Mangal or Mars. So it was this Lord of Lagna is in 8th house. That is not a good sign. So first he says that strength of Lagna means no. So Lagna means health. Lagna means the personality and the health. So strength of Lagna, strength of health, no. Or two. Seventh house. Seventh and second house are disease. Strong. Health is weak and disease is strong. Posited in 10th house. The native will not come up
astrologically. What is that?
I don't know what it means, but
come up.
Come up.
Three.
It means astrologically. It doesn't seem he's. It is not very good prediction. And third point is that the fourth lord is aspecting regarding the medicine will not give any relief. The native will make a fight for life as Surya, Mangal are good friends
and
Shani and Shukra are Shatru or enemies. There is no benefics in 9, 6, 11, 3.
What does that mean?
These are houses. Benefic means a good planet. So, 9th house is a good house. There is no 6th house of disease, but there's nothing good there. Something bad. 9th house is prosperity, nothing good there. 11th house is gain, nothing good there.
Third house.
Aspects means nothing to bring it opposite. Mangal indicates effects of
Shakini.
Shakini? Pitar. Jala Devi combined. Difficulty in recovery. Then another point. The seventh dasha starts. So this is Venus Shukra dasha. The seventh dasha starts on 13th January 1978. This is ending of 7 years.
The 3 years it goes. It says it goes in 3 years. 3 years. 8 years. So for how long?
Oh, I'm sorry.
3 years. I'm going to have to
We have noticed that the periods are all negative until March or April 1978, and main trouble was due to Shani. We have suggested that the blue sapphire be tried and he should keep it put in. Should keep it on. hospitalization, and travels indicated. The only remedy in this case is to do Mahamrityunjaya Japa and Havan. Previously also, now also, we have recommended Shiva is the presiding deity of Shani, and with this the native will be able to overcome disease and lifespan increases. Mm. Astrologically, it is up to 81 years, 4 months, approximately. Japa and Havan.
What is up to 84 years?
81 years.
81 years, 4 months.
Is what?
Astrologically.
That is astrologically the length of life. Approximately.
So, this is Japa. Mahamantra Japa. And Bhagavat Pak. And then.
And what?
Srimad Bhagavat Pak. So, either read Bhagavat or chant Hare Krishna. And let me lie down like this, that's all. As it is going on. Can we make this program?
This program is already going on.
And let it go on, that's all.
And you should try to drink and eat whenever you have a little desire.
Yeah.
You shouldn't try to fast until death.
Well, that is useless. Do you recommend that?
No, definitely not. I recommend that somehow or other you go online there and we'll go on chanting and we'll pass until March, April 78. Then we'll take you to Mayapur for the festival and then we'll do the world tour.
That is very nice for us. You can read Bhagavad from the point where I have stopped.
Dashama Skanda?
Yeah.
Very good.
Is it possible?
Yes.
Huh?
It's impossible.
And when he is tired, Kirtan. This is Mahaja Mahatma. And as far as possible, let me lie down there. What can we do? Is that conclusion all right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Who is saying yes?
The pandit asked. Tomorrow he's asking you.
Yeah, but I also say that as your sister Pishima is here, whenever you like, she may cook something and you take. And take Jamuna Joel, a little sweet lemon juice,
I mean, take things also.
Yeah.
As you're doing. Not fat. No, you shouldn't artificially fast or stop eating.
No, that is suicide.
We don't want suicide.
So, finding our beginning. Do it.
Okay.
So what's the signal? When you keep honey ready.
Yes, sir.
Whenever I shall require.
It's